The public and private groups behind a new hospital in downtown Utica are offering additional assistance to the property owners who are located within the proposed footprint of the project. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, it comes amid criticism and confusion about what will happen to those affected properties.
As the Mohawk Valley Health System, or MVHS, moves to clear the way for its 25-acre facility, the company is approving up to $1 million of its own money to subsidize the cost property owners will incur for their move. Roughly 23 properties in the footprint will be eligible for up to $40,000 each. The announcement was made last week in Utica, along with an offer to repair any environmental damage on a site that the property owner did not cause. MVHS COO Bob Schofield says the ideas were formed in discussions with property owners.
Today's announcement goes a long way in answering the questions that property owners have asked us in the past about relocation and the environmentals. So we fully anticipate that for many of them that were trying to make their decision of whether to sign the offers, now we'll be able to do so as we've answered those questions.
But questions do remain. Some of the properties inside the footprint still have not received offer letters from MVHS, like Wilcor International, a vacation supply distributor business that has been located in downtown Utica for nearly 40 years. And one of its owners, Karen Corrigan, says even the extra relocation subsidy will not be enough to tear down their many showrooms and rebuild them somewhere else.
The guy that's moving it may be able to pick up the stuff and bring it from one location to the other for within that $40,000, but, you know, not to build the fixtures, not to put the slat walls up, not to build the displays, that wouldn't even come close.
The Community Foundation of Herkimer in Oneida Counties is creating a facilitator position to help businesses identify options and funding for their relocation. But it's still not enough for some property owners who say they have no plans of moving and will fight the acquisition in court. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.